Shirley Farrell is charged up. She's canvassed voters since she was 14.
So a bunch of us teenagers went door to door helping people to fill out the registration cards. And I'm 55, and I don't have any problem with that because I'm glad to be alive.
This campaign veteran, along with first-timer Rebecca Schiffman, are canvassing in North Birmingham for Greater Birmingham Ministries. They ruffle through a clipboard of voter lists and consult the map, planning the next stop.
So we need 28th Street. What do we got here?
It's about two or three blocks that way.
It's a pretty straightforward routine. Find the house. Introduce yourself.
My name's Shirley. This is Rebecca. And we're doing some voter outreach today.
Then start the questions.
And just wanted to see if you're planning to vote on November 4th, because we do show that you are a registered voter.
So consider this your voter canvassing via the radio. Are you planning to vote tomorrow? Are you registered? Not sure? Well, Alabama's Supervisor of Voter Registration, Ed Packard, explains what to do.
Well, if they're not sure they're registered to vote, the best thing for them to do is to contact the Board of Registrar's office in their county.
You can also check the Alabama Secretary of State's website. And while you're there, you can find another vital piece of information. Where's my polling place? Back on the voter trail with Rebecca and Shirley, they pass a couple of guys leaning against the hood of a car in front of a barbershop.
How you doing? You guys registered to vote?
One guy says yes, and the other says he has a felony and can't vote. But that may or may not be true because of an issue which arose about a month ago. In Alabama, people convicted of felonies of moral turpitude can't vote. The problem was the Attorney General, the Governor, and the Administrative Office of the Courts each had their own list of crimes, and they varied widely, from as few as 28 to more than 400. But Ed Packard says the Secretary of State's office settled on the much less restrictive Attorney General's opinion. We're talking things like rape, murder, and burglary, but not felony DUI.
In our recommendation from the Secretary of State's office to the boards of registrars is that if there's any doubt about someone's qualifications, you leave them on the list.
Still, the state Democratic Party has raised concerns some people may have been unfairly purged. So let's say you show up to vote, and for whatever reason, your name isn't on the rolls. What then?
They do have a right to vote what's called a provisional ballot.
That ballot is marked by the voter on Election Day, and then officials have 7 days to figure out if the voter was improperly purged, in which case the ballot is counted. The Secretary of State's office is under no obligation to contact voters about provisional ballots, but you can go to their website and see if it counted, and if not, why not? The Alabama Democratic and Republican parties have hotlines set up to report allegations of voter fraud and misconduct, as does the Attorney General. So after an historic election season, just one thing left. Make your choice. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.